Hello.
Morning or good afternoon or evening for you.
Yeah. Welcome. It's a pleasure to see you again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much for meeting me again. I have so many questions.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure. And I'm very delighted to be in your presence.
Oh, thank you. So am I. With you, and I'm really grateful that Marilee gave me this gift of a second session with you. It's so generous of her.
Wonderful and gracious and generous and incredible person. So I think we are both recipients of the light that she shines.
Yes. So the last time we met, you told me that I was a black dragon.
Yes.
And the mother of all dragons.
Yes.
So I have so many questions. I'm very excited. I kind of probably looked like a deer in the headlight the first time you gave me a reading. Because yes. I'm rather new at this. And
of course.
I know I'm an old soul, but so much of this is new.
Of course. So there are different archetypes of life. So, for example, the humanoid, two arms, two legs, torso, and a head. There are other forms of life. For example, insectoid. Some are arachnid, like spiders. There are others that are more elongated, like the dragon form. And then there are beings that are completely non-corporeal. They don't have any vessel in any dimension. So they're pure energy, orbs of light. Usually with these beings, they have the ability to choose a form and appear as that. And again, none of these indicate rank or, let's say, order of soul. So we have less evolved beings that can also change their appearance. Now, the dragon form is very conducive for life in high dimensions. Let's say the ninth dimension and above. And so the black dragons, especially beings like yourself and also myself, there are not many. These are beings of the primordial void. So what is this primordial void? There is the source of all things. And then there's an infinite number of possibilities, all in one place to be chosen from. That zone where the possibilities exist is the void. And so therefore, it is the most superior and powerful zone to originate any kind of manifestation. So then once a probability is chosen, energy is given to it, life is given to it from the void, and motion begins. So with slower vibration, we have sound. And then as the vibrations become faster, it becomes light. And then we have in individual universes, different dimensions, laws are chosen, and then we have reality. And coming down the scale of vibration, we have three dimensions, the third dimension, which is physicality. So the dragons of the void are residents of the primordial divine void, and they are amongst the closest beings to the beloved source of all things. These are very high ranking. And so Earth started off much more elevated than its current state. Through many, many wars and significant damage that was done to the Earth's energy structure, it reduced in size, but also in vibration, starting from the seventh or eighth dimension, coming down to the third dimension in its current state. And so as the vibration of the planet and also the vibration of the life forms living on the planet came down, it became more and more and more difficult for beings like dragons to take physical form. And so eventually it reached a state where even if a dragon chose to take a physical form, it would be significantly weakened. and easy to hunt. This was the destiny of many dragons that chose to come down in physical form. They were subdued, hunted for sport. Even now in the legends, you see that the great glory is, let's go kill a dragon. Why? And this is the legacy of the system of control. Now, what dragons do? So not all dragons are quite as elevated as the black dragons of the void. So they're an archetype of life that can exist in many dimensions, no further down than the sixth. Beings lower will take other archetypical forms of life bodies. And so after a certain state, the vibration fell to such a level that a dragon was not possible. The vessel, the human vessel, for example, it's not capable of incorporating that amount of energy. And so the time has come for this process of damage and degradation to be reversed. And the same way that this did not happen overnight, the rise is not going to happen overnight either. But there are certain conditions required for dragons to be able to appear eventually within the next few hundred years. And this very much so is related to our planet Earth. So there are certain codes that are missing. Once they are gone, they are gone. And so it takes one of our kind to hold them in place for a suitable time, which is now. And I'm getting goosebumps all over again, to give these codes back to the planet. So as the planet rises, these codes, or the seed of these codes, receives energy and naturally grows and unfolds. So as Earth hits fifth dimension and sixth dimension, once again, our kind can take their true form. So it is a long story. Many of our kind did not stay behind. They left. Earth was just too dense, too viscous, and too painful. A very, very few of us chose to stay with great expense, with great hardship. You are one of those that did this with a very, very specific and very powerful task. To keep the codes safe for the time to arrive, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. And again, there are properties amongst the souls that are dragon by nature. We are powerful manifestors. Magic is us. We are magic. And so you would have experienced this in the form of many different types of manifestation, powerful, unexplainable events in your life that you just set your mind to, and less than 24 hours later, everything happens the way it should. This is because of the soul. And I have come across probably in total 5 or 6 of our kind over the years. Many other kinds of dragon exist. Some come from 2 or 3 domains beneath the void. White dragons, gold dragons, all sorts. But some properties of the dragon form, it is very conducive to interdimensional work, portal technology. The elongated and huge vessel can contain a lot of energy. This energy, well, it's the, let's say, the shadow of another type of thing, which is life, which is chi or prana, that which animates the body. When you go beneath a certain size, just because there are not enough cells, there's not enough biomass, it significantly reduces the amount of this light that we can contain. In human form, what we are left with is to undo the damage of the vessel, and then we can download anything that we need. We can download, use it, and then we have to release it. So most of the time, the mind is empty, which would be the state of Zen. But the steps that I respectfully propose, these are very, very effective. Amongst those who have the discipline to go through this ancient modality, it is very, very effective. And it goes far far before our written and remembered history. So there's traces of it in India, in Tibet, in China, in Japan, but it is older than all of these cultures. It seems to be older than Earth itself. In its beauty and simplicity, it is equally powerful. So I've come across many, many modalities of magic. This is the cleanest one, for the simple reason that you're not giving away power to anyone or anything. It is all emphasis on the self. And so the beauty of it is it's liberating the soul from the limitations of the body. So as we're born into different bloodlines, there are so many, let's say, karmic and magical conditions from the father's side and mother's side. We're dealing with that. As we're in the womb, the system seems to recognize that a certain powerful soul is coming in. They start messing with the body as soon as the egg and sperm mix, and the fetus starts growing. So by the time a child is born, 90% of the implants are already in place. But then that's just the beginning of the story. We go through our culture, our education system, religion, finances, all that stuff. And so we're not dealing with a healthy vessel to begin with. Now, even the perfect human is not capable of bringing in an entire dragon. But for whatever it is worth, we're working with these vessels. And so we wish to push it to the very limit. The beauty of this system is it never stops working. So it seems that it is possible to upgrade the energetic and physiological design of the body. It would be really, really helpful if this is done before injury or, let's say, damage to the body occurs. Because these bodies don't have the complete set of codes for regeneration. Certain species do. So, for example, they lose a limb and they can regrow it. These bodies have the potential to live for thousands of years. But what we are using right now, this is not the full design. So these bodies are put together in a rush, in a very hasty manner, just for the purpose of testing some additional characteristics, genetic and energetic. The last 250,000 years of human history was designed to strengthen humanity against psychic warfare. The body's design was already complete. And so then a call was sent out to bring in beings that I call the frickin' pirates, reptilians, many species of gray, many species of insectoids, and so on. They were very degenerative. The system of control came in through them. And so now we've reached a state where we're gaining immunity. So beings like you and I are evidence to this, where what used to work for, let's say, the generation of our grandparents or older ones, we are free. Even greater evidence would be found in children that are coming in. These children are extraordinary. And so everything is ready now for the Dark Ages, which basically closed out, or we're at this year where it all closes out. And then we have something like 300 years of transition, and the Golden Age is going to begin. So that's just the general story about what the dragons are. And so this lifetime is where this information needed to be given to the planet. There are other beings that are working on, let's say, the nervous system of the planet. These are the natural grid lines. If these grids are intact, and if Earth has sufficient energy, and now we're not talking about, let's say, chemical or electromagnetic. No, this is the consciousness of the planet. In the case that the planet is healthy, Every human can upload their entire soul memory when the body reaches puberty. And this was actually something that did occur until the damage became too great, and this doesn't happen anymore. So many beings are working on fixing up the severed nerves, the gridwork of the planet. Many specialist souls come in. In the grid, we have central nodes, and one node connects to the other and the other. There are thousands of these central nodes, which are basically created by massive crystals. The crystal is another form of body. And the beings that come in are called the guardians. That is what makes life on Earth possible. Without these guardians, evolution will not happen. Nothing happens accidentally or randomly. Now, even one of these are enough for a planet to support life. Earth has thousands of them. And so you can see this in the incredible variety of life that evolves here. You may find it interesting that many alien species come to Earth. They want nothing to do with humanity. They just want a base or a location so they can do their own experiments and do hybridization. What goes into the hybrid has zero human in it. They just want the energetic conditions of this planet. So many are replacing the crystals to a sufficient degree for a guardian to come in. Many are removing the parasitic grids. So a lot of work has been done by many wonderful beings, and it's ready to go. Now, in human history, this is the absolute darkest time. There has never been so much human sacrifice, and there has never been such a great number of slaves on the planet. The amount of cruelty to nature and animals has never been so high. Look at all the war, all the bloodshed, all this terrible tension. This is as bad as it gets. And so the beings that are responsible for this are losing their source of power. So this is their tantrum. They're going into panic mode. And as their energy becomes less and less, they're going to start cannibalizing each other. So very soon we're going to see infighting. They're not that unified front that initially people think. There's much internal rivalry and let's say there are many ancient grudges. So they're going to eat themselves up. This whole thing will take probably 3 centuries, maybe 330 years. And so now is the time for everything to start changing.
Very good. Oh, that's really interesting and exciting. Thank you.
I agree.
And I'm so honored to be part of it. Oh, and by the way, I want to make sure that our session is not trackable or that it's protected. Okay, great. Thank you. So my primary soul form has been Black Dragon. Are there other types of dragons that my soul has been or are? Are there other forms of life that I have been?
Very likely. This is very likely.
Okay.
Let's go through the protocol, and I'll do this the correct way, the respectful way. So please allow me to collect my energy, and also I'll do this on behalf of you.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome.
Okay. And may I record this?
I'll send you a download link.
Thank you.
Okay, so sending towards you intentions of healing and clearing, and to send away anything that does not serve you. Now doing this for myself, cleansing my space and my vessel so I may be a pure channel for divine healing and divine light. Okay. So I'd like to ask for your permission, connect to your energy. So if this is good, we'll do a checkup after the few weeks, see if everything is in pristine order. So may I begin?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. Calling to my beloved, source of all sources, source of all things in all domains, asking for clarity, for remembering, for light, for health, and for joy, for all that is aligned with our highest soul purpose, highest good, greatest life, health, wealth, happiness, excitement, and evolution. May these blessings overflow, and may the overflow wash across the cosmos and serve the highest good of all. Okay, so, okay, this is really interesting. Last time we cleared out everything, and so we had pure light. Now, what you are doing, then this is not a long time since we spoke last. You are pulling in a vortex of the void in through the center of your body and anchoring this into the earth. I've never seen... So, my wonderful friend, you are very, 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 very... Did I say very? Very unique. First of all, the mission of bringing back the possibility of dragons existing, and now you are anchoring the energy of void directly into the earth. So it is a powerful, powerful spiral which you are pulling in through the crown, guiding through the body down into the earth bridge, and then through your roots, giving it that energy. This would align very nicely with making possible the return of dragon form, but it seems that the energy, it's not just the codes that are missing, it is that particular type of energy. So imagine a certain type of tree can only grow in a certain type of place. And so now you're pulling this in. This is unbelievable. So firstly, in terms of health and strength, all good. Now I say this with confidence. You are the most powerful manifester in human form now. No one else has this amount of sheer potential for creation.
Wow.
What
okay.
you are pulling through is on a planetary scale. The flow is, it's mind-boggling how powerful this vortex is coming through. It will absolutely keep you healthy and safe. You are going to live a long time, my friend. I hope you don't get bored. Find hobbies. Because you're going to be here in good health for a very, very long time.
Wow.
110, 115, okay? So yeah, you're still a teenager if you take it as an average. Wow. Okay, that's good.
Wow.
Now, beyond that level of basically bringing in energy, I would again very humbly and respectfully suggest that you do this Kujikiri thing. That will give you the ability to consciously utilize this enormous source of energy that is pretty much yours. So the soul itself, it's doing its thing and it's taking care of the body. But bringing the body and the soul into harmony, that is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning that you have access to all the knowledge and the memory and the history of the soul. What usually stands in the way is identity. Meaning that if you believe you're just a physical human, once you pull in certain information, the mind is going to start fighting it. Oh no, it can't be real. You must be imagining it. It can't be. And so the conscious mind is protecting that identity. We're not killing the ego. We're just breaking down those boundaries. So, for example, the self, male, certain age, certain race, whatnot, this is all going away. I know there is no me. I'm everyone and everything. So health, thumbs up. Strength, oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Now let's go to the Jade Gate. Perfectly open and clear. Let's follow this stream of information. Okay, connection to infinite soul. Okay, so firstly, you are the primordial void, not the void of this universe.
Oh.
So your soul has access to the infinite fractal of existence. So think of the shape of a bunch of grapes. Each little grape is one universe. And so we have a cluster of universes together connected by a little stem to the branch of the vine. And then each branch has a number of these fruit hanging. But then there's the whole vine itself. And then imagine a vast vineyard. That would be where your soul has access to. So to answer your question, do you have any other aspects? Yeah. Yeah. The dragon is a tiny aspect of that, meaning when you would have come into this universe, well, the mission is something very, very specialized. So I could not do this. What I do is completely different. It takes a soul of immense power to do what you are doing as you're sitting here like nothing is going on. La-di-da-di-da, what's new? So, yeah. You would have access to every single form of life. And so as you would enter into a single cluster of universes, and then going into one little of these grapes, the prime creator of that universe would give you the menu of life, and you would go through the pages of every single life form, and you would choose one that is appropriate. In this universe, it was the black dragon. So the void itself is so great, it does not take form. No more vessels. It is a thing of pure consciousness. But the black dragon, it seems this was the most powerful and evolved form for that soul shard to take. But then, like the example of the human you would have presence everywhere.
Okay.
But it seems in this universe, Earth is very important. There are so many species involved, and also it has involvement with all the neighboring universes. Six are directly entangled. And what happens here affects everybody. Not just that local bunch of grapes, not just that vine, everything. If things go wrong here, it has the potential to wipe everything out. And so therefore, souls of your order would come in to make sure, right at the source of the problem, that the problem is resolved. Now, imagine what you are doing right now. And now think, in a few hundred years, there would be more vessels capable of doing what you're doing. That is a massive change in everything. So what is going to happen is not out of vengeance or anger. It is all bringing things back towards the center, balance. Things are now shifted greatly towards darkness, and so we need things to bring them back to that balance point. Too much light can equally be harmful. You see this in, let's say, very strict religious systems, where they want to force everybody to go to heaven. That is just as damaging. So to answer your question, you would have access to any life form or any species at any dimension of your choice. This is dynamic, by the way. So you would also have the ability to find a volunteer here and now, let's say amongst the Arcturians. 9th dimensional to 12th dimension. And basically that being would allow you to go into its vessel and you can experience what it is like to be in the Arcturian energetic structure. Or let's say one of the praying mantis, they're the ones that are governing the matrix. You would find a suitable candidate and it would agree to show you what it feels like to be in that body. There are closer to Earth arachnids, massive spider forms. Their bodies are amazing. So not only you have shards in different times, but you have the ability to, with your consciousness, go into each one of these bodies. There is nothing that is closed off to you.
Now, when you say that I'm here to adjust what's going on in this particular realm, reality, because it would affect existence, are you talking about universal existence across many, many universes and
the whole thing? The whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the conditions here, they went badly out of control. Lots of warfare in the form of time manipulation, mm-hmm. timeline genocide,
mm-hmm.
Different types of energetic weapons, not just on Earth, messing with portals, drilling holes into neighboring universes, and illegal migration, with the potential to start a tear in the fabric of reality everywhere. And so once you start pulling that thing, the whole thing continues going and it undoes everything. And so the source of all things, the source of it all, has decided that it is enough. The local prime creator also acknowledges that they've kind of messed up. It was all for the best intentions. This whole experiment was to create the most resilient and most adaptable life form, which is humankind. And again, not these bodies, the whole design. And they succeeded. They succeeded. The project was a brilliant success, but then there were unforeseen consequences. And so now there's a cleanup crew of very, very specialized souls. Amongst the cleanup crew, there are prime creators of other universes, sending an aspect in with their own unique gifts, because they want to prevent the damage from spreading. So you're doing operation on a living patient that is not under anesthetic. This is difficult. So now, representing the energy of creation, which is the void, it is you. And then in lesser degrees of hierarchy, there are beings like me. So I cannot channel the amount of energy that you're pulling in. It would probably kill me. I've done energy work before, pushed my body to the extreme, and the best I can do is work on one single crystal, one guardian crystal. And the flow going through me was so intense, it left burn marks on the heels of my feet. So again, the choice of the body that you are in right now, that was very intentional, meaning that both on the mother's side and the father's side, you are very special people. So the genetics and the characteristics of your family, the Earth family, these are very, very unique. You're special people.
Interesting, because my grandmother on my father's side lived to be over 100.
Oh, well, you're going to beat her record.
Yeah, wow. And she had all her marbles too. So I'm I feel very lucky. And just out of curiosity as well, so the mission that I had is complete. Do I have other side missions? And then backtracking a little bit, I'd like to know more about, you said that 12,000 years ago, I took a human form in the old kingdom of Egypt, which was that my first human incarnation to take on this egg? And who were the people that I interacted with who helped me shelter this egg? Is that possible to discuss?
This is all you. It is a burden far too great for any single soul, or for that matter, any single soul family. I just have to emphasize the rank and order of what you are. You are beyond a single universe, a single cluster, or let's say local branch of the fractal. This is everything everywhere. And so things have gotten so bad that your presence has become necessary. And this would not be normal for a being of your rank to come down to such a level. But there's nobody else that can do it. So they need the top surgeon in the universe to come and do this very specific thing. By the way, you're working with molten lava. Nobody else can handle it. It couldn't be anyone but you. And so Egypt is just the place of the, well, in that time, there were many hunter-gatherer peoples, less evolved. At least the Egyptians had their inherited technology and architecture from the Atlanteans. So you could have lived out your life with relative acceptable comfort. Let's say having access to the very bare minimum. That was the best of the best in that time. It seems that this is basically a theme. Because you're not down here to learn any sort of karmic lesson. It's not about that. You're not here to evolve either. It's just staying here, making sure when conditions are ready. And so you may say, why 12,000 years ago? Why not just come in this lifetime? Do what you're doing and leave. Because there's free will. Things may fluctuate so greatly, but based on the decisions of a single person or an entire culture. So there's great fluctuation in the, let's say, the number of probabilities that occur. There are many parallel timelines based on these decisions, an infinite number. And so you would have to come in and cover a whole area of these possible timelines going around. That seemed to be somewhere out of this boundary where when you would enter in that time and place, then moving forward, no matter what went down, you would be at the right place at the right time. Because again, time seems to be a property of this universe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when you said mother of all dragons, I, not knowing much about that, Googled it after our session. And I come up with Tiamat, who has multiple heads, and I'm thinking, wow, okay, I don't necessarily relate to that, but I wanted to find out information was about.
This is far beyond any local myth or legend or depiction. By the word mother, I mean giver of life, creator. And so this archetype of life, which would be the dragon, the most evolved of all, this is one of the things that you would have created first for yourself, as you would have wished to. So from this infinite energy, infinite possibility of everything everywhere, then if you would have wished to interact with a single local cluster of universes, or for that matter, a single galaxy, you would require a tiny amount of your infinite energy to come in. You wouldn't need the whole thing. So right now, your soul exists everywhere with countless aspects. And so you would have been the one that gave birth to the first form that is dragon. And then every other one that came after you was designed in your image. So you are the giver of life to all dragon kind. It's so much greater than Tiamat, or let's say any other dragon depicted in human culture. Humanity is unfortunately so backwards. The most beautiful and powerful beings are demonized and misunderstood. So think of yourself as the one that put this marvelous design together. First and foremost, for yourself, as the energy of the void is necessary for existence, for a universe to have the energy, for things to start going. And so this would be your first form, your first vessel, And so then my form would have come lower down in the line. And thank you for that. It is such a beautiful structure. It is perfect. And I'm getting goosebumps as I'm saying this, getting a little bit emotional myself too. There's so much beauty in what is going on.
Forgive me. This lifetime has not always been easy. So I find this just astonishing. I mean, I could never have imagined that I could have played a part in this. I'm just really overwhelmed. So thank you. I could never have imagined.
That's the beauty.
I'm so
of
happy this.
You know, this is the beauty of it. The most spectacular thing ever is hidden in plain sight. And nobody would guess. Nobody would know. And so this whole thing, I myself having the supreme honor of reminding you of this. Again, I'm down the line one of your creations. Yes, I'm your great, 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 great grandson. And so, of course, I hold you in great esteem and high honor. This is the way it is. One would trust their own family. It's all family. And there are many more to come. They're coming back to this universe again.
Gosh, I've forgotten. I have questions written down and I'm kind of flustered right now. So forgive me. I'm going to just kind of take a peek at my notes because I really don't want to.
No time limit for this session either.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Let's see. So I'm guessing that I've completed my primary mission here now. Are there other missions here in this lifetime, in this human lifetime that I'm occupying here on Earth that I have? Leisure time?
Understood. The long journey of silence and caution is complete. That which you brought in, that information is now, it has sprouted and it is starting to grow. And in this lifetime, that will be complete. Now, beyond that, and now I'm talking about the magnificent human, there is much that can be done towards greater experience. And so I would respectfully propose this. Nourish yourself with all forms of beauty and enjoyment, everything that is magnificent in this crazy world. You're going to experience extraordinary health and longevity. And as you say, your marbles are all going to be there. Maybe, in fact, you'll gain a few extra marbles. That is not beyond belief either. So living to the greatest extent, please keep in mind what you have done is monumental. You're giving the possibility of life once again to your kind, your children, myself, one of them. Look at what I'm doing. Maybe I'll put you in contact with some other of our kind. Look at what they are doing. It'll blow your mind. These are powerful, beautiful souls. I really mean beautiful. So there is no imbalance. You don't owe anybody anything. It is quite to the contrary. We all owe you a debt of gratitude. So live beautifully. Live beautifully. And so towards that, focusing on your health and self-love. There is nothing you need to do. There's nothing you need to find. There's nothing you need to learn. Anything that gives you joy, you are owed that.
That's amazing. Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm going to make the most of that. That's just magnificent. Because one of my other questions was, you know,
Please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant to ask you also. I felt as though I did need to live below the radar and protect myself for whatever reason. I had no inkling. And so I still have that aspect where I feel like I need to protect myself. Do I? And if so, how do I do that? I just am curious about that.
Initially, that would be correct. So being unnoticed, which was done very masterfully, that is now complete. So before the time was right, of course, those consciousness, those beings that have damaged the earth to begin with, if they became aware of what was happening, they would absolutely try to destroy you. It is too late for that now. And so what needed to be done is done. Not only that, now that you don't have to. So again, you may ask, if I'm so powerful, why would I have to hide? Well, because the universal laws have to be upkept, not for your sake, for the sake of keeping the patient alive. So certain rules had to be observed. Otherwise, it would be easier sometimes just to say, you know what, to hell with these little universes here, let's wipe them out. But that would do out with humanity and so many other beautiful species that deserve better. There was no other way. So while this system is entangled inside in the reality of this universe and this world, there was no other way but to go in silence. And so now what you have very patiently, lifetime after lifetime, done is, this is complete. And so now it seems you're really flexing your muscles, spreading your wings, and pulling in this powerful vortex of energy, nourishing the earth and nourishing those codes that need this energy. Nothing can touch you. Nothing can touch you. They can't. It's just not possible. They're down here, you're up here. Even if they want to, they can't reach you. And so it's appropriate now really to relax. That which needed to be done is done. Yes, yes, yes. Take a deep breath and say, okay. And now, say, actually invite it. Come, let's see what you got. Let me show you how it's done. From a position of absolute power. Because the same energy that creates can uncreate. It's too late. It's too late for any kind of damage now. I mean, it's over. You're no longer required to be covert. In fact, be flamboyant. There's zero danger.
That's exactly. Oh my God, that's wonderful. Thank you. I can't believe it. It's great. Wow. Let me look here. Oh, just out of curiosity, this is my curiosity. When you first went through and did the car wash with me, you found a couple of injuries, one of which was a spear going straight down through my right side into my torso, and some other little things cleared. Where were those from? How was that created and experienced?
So these are usually from a number of different sources. One, let's start from the lower dimensions, physicality. So imagine, By the way, what I'm about to say is common across all cultures. Warriors would create weapons, and then on the weapon they would have inscriptions, words of power. So it would include the name of the master who had created the weapon, but then they would go a lot further. They would write words on it. May this weapon capture the soul of whoever it kills, or may this weapon cause an injury that never heals. A number of cultures in Asia did this, India, Persia, the Greeks, and the ones that really went crazy with it were the Viking, the Norse people. So injuries caused by a sword, a dagger, an arrow, and in your case a spear with this kind of magical inscription, wouldn't just kill the physical body, but would leave a permanent effect on the soul. And then every new incarnation at the same age, the effects of it would start appearing in the body. Myself, I had a sword wound underneath the heart, left side of underneath the rib, where the sword had gone in and punctured the heart. And this was with me. Fortunately, it was healed before that particular age in this lifetime. So that would have caused heart failure around the age of 45, every lifetime. And personally, in the past 100 incarnations, I never lived beyond the age of 37. Something else would take me out. So this one is an exception. I've crossed that line now. So this is a very real thing. Another one would be the source of injury coming from higher dimensions. Usually it would target the central column with all the important energy centers. And then when there's a powerful shield around, the weapon slides out of place to one of the sides of the body. So it would injure the vessel, and then in the moment that that occurs, it would cause terrible pain. And so again, leaving a residue in the energy structure, but missing all the vital organs and all the vital energy centers. In your case, I think this was originated at dimension 9, if I'm not mistaken. Again, the system noticing something not quite ordinary with you, and then targeting you in that way. So perhaps momentarily that shielding or that state of being covert was moved. Some sort of unusual energy signature would have been seen in you. And then the system would decide, okay, let's just take this being out. We don't want to risk it. So the source of such injuries could come from many different places. And by the way, now none of that is possible. This vortex of energy that you're basically filling your energy system with, it's way too powerful for any of that. I've never seen this concentration of sheer force in anything, including a sun, including in an entire galaxy. This is of a different nature now. So you can be at ease. Such a thing will not affect you again.
Great. And just out of curiosity, you mentioned this vortex and this amazing energy that it has. So I'm really grateful that now I am safe. How do I, or may I, also share the benefit of that with other beings, human and otherwise, to help them, to protect them, so on?
That is brilliant. Okay, you are the conduit or the instrument of this energy being possible, being present in this reality. And so it is of the highest order. It is the energy that makes creation possible. It is the energy that makes life possible. And also, it is that energy that makes it possible to wipe everything out. So you absolutely may gift this to others. even a tiny droplet. So you dip your little pinky into the stream and you give them a tiny little drop of this energy, and that's going to rock their world. Give this to those that are worthy. There are many that are. And so you want them to use this towards creation of beauty and the relief of pain and unnecessary suffering and the manifestation of great things. Interact with the person or the collective. See how they behave without showing your hand that you are capable of giving such a gift. So they look at you and they don't think much, and so they show their true nature. And if you see their true nature and think of them as beautiful and worthy, then you can give that gift with confidence. It is yours to give.
Mm-hmm. And how is that something that I just meditate on and visualize? I'm just curious how that is achieved if I decide that I want to share.
Absolutely. This is something that is formulated in this world, especially among the Buddhist culture. So the sequence is basically the Tantra, the Vajrakila Tantra. So those who are not of the nature of this, like yourself, they have to make a connection to this energy. And that is done through thousands of repetitions of a mantra. So you, in the practice, a normal soul that is not of the void will repeat this and leave the body, go up the dimensions, go through primordial light and sound, and then enter the void. And they embody that. So that is how the person can initiate intake and integration of this energy. So the process would be you say the mantra and then you use an instrument like this. This part is a tent peg. So in Tibet, they would use something like this with three prongs to peg it into the earth and tie the tent rope around it. This is the representation of all creation. The center, so this part here. The center is the source of all things, and these two prongs are the dual poles of existence, light and dark, or the light and the void. And so we're creating from the void. And then finally, this being up here, this is the representation of one of the beings of the void, the Vajrakila. This would be, again, these because of the sheer force of energy that they have. They are depicted as scary. This is common. Although once one interacts with them, they are incredibly gentle and beautiful. Because they are so powerful, it invokes fear, even amongst the most devoted monks. So one would go into that energy. In this case, for you, it is already done. You are that energy. And so an intention is spoken, and then as the words are spoken, a bell is used, sound. In your case, you will not need a bell. You can just use your voice. So if you say it, it is going to come into reality. Emotions are involved. The thought process is involved. So you find, for example, a little five-year-old. And this five-year-old is magnificent. And you see that they are going to be an instrument of blessing, divine blessing, throughout their life. And so then you can put your hand on the little kid's head or shoulder and say, I give you the energy of the void. That is it. Mm. It's very much so what you desire is going to be. And there's no, in your case, there's no ritual required, or no sequence, or no protocol. All those rituals and, let's say, sequences and that kind of thing, they're just to get the conscious mind into the correct zone. so that from a human consciousness, one can rise, go to the void, and come back down. And usually this gets easier and easier. So many, many quote-unquote magical instruments are necessary when somebody is really new, but then it becomes pretty instant. This is what you are holding now. So what you speak comes into being. It's going to change their destiny. It's absolutely going to change their destiny. So you're giving them the gift of infinite energy to create with. Mm-hmm. It's an enhancement of the soul.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. Let's see. You know, I think you have answered all my questions.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And so first session that we had together, I was feeling this immense power. And so I was kind of a little bit internally going, oh dear, I want to really, really do right. And I want to do everything correctly. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, right? So I do apologize if this came across as a little bit hasty. First of all, your energy was pristine. Mm. It was unusually clean. This is not what happens with regular people. I've got probably about 50 different healing sessions on YouTube. And so if you look at some of them randomly, you'll see people are carrying so much wonderful, beautiful souls. But in your case, the energy was just pure. And so I said, okay, this wonderful lady has come all this way and met me. Let me do something extra. So I thought, okay, let's jump into the next thing. I wasn't aware that there were these questions. So again, because of who you are, because of what you have done for all of us, I offer you my services free of charge for as long as I'm alive.
Oh, my goodness. What a gift. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Amir.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. It's an absolute honor. And yes, anytime, anything.
Mm-hmm. You know, a quick question did occur to me just now.
Please.
Since we're related, how have we interacted or worked together over time? I'm just curious.
There is a unity in the form of what we do in different scale. So it is giving the energy for creation. So in essence, we all contain infinite possibility. And then depending on the desires of the prime creator of a certain universe, we give that energy for things to start shaking up and then eventually to come down into manifestation for life to form. And so we are usually there's so much detail and so much variation to each of us. We are the source of creation, the energy of creation. And so therefore we make incredible, powerful healers and manifestors. Humans that incorporate this energy are this way. But then in the form of a dragon, we would have shared a common mission, which is creation. Now we are all one and the same. We are of the same infinite, beautiful thing. So you would give, let's say, rise to a whole new location where thousands of universes could be planted. So let's say 10 massive vineyards. And then I would create one of the vines. So And because it is a fractal, so it just expands outwards. And no matter at what scale you look at it, it all looks identical.
Mm.
So it is a drop from the mighty ocean, but it is the mighty ocean in one drop. And so it's unified. Now, the possibility of this energy existing in one universe, you're the one that made this thing possible. And this happens before universes are created. So you are one of those, let's say, consciousness, one of those beings that is closest to the whole thing, the beloved source of all.
A lot to digest. Thank you so much.
I know people aren't expecting this kind of thing. We're just so exposed to the mundane and the pop culture and the news and the polluted food and the dirty air. And, you know, but once we can just get out of this little limitation and see the big picture, it's really mind-boggling. It's really beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate your gift. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful.
Anytime. Oh, good, good, good. So, my wonderful, wonderful friend, anything you ever need, just say the word.
Oh, I'm so grateful. And likewise, I don't know what I could possibly do for you, but I'm here for you as well, anytime.
Much appreciated, much appreciated. And maybe there'll be a time where that there'll be an event where the ones that I know that are of our kind will come together. I'll make sure to let you know that, well, hey, all of us come from this wonderful being.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing. Amazing.
Okay.
So many blessings. And I hope you have a really, really wonderful day.
You as well. You've made my day, my life. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take good care of yourself.
And you as well.
Okay. Bye-bye. All the very, very best. Take care. Bye-bye.